Drake on Paul's Scooter and Jack with you, 6:51 on your Thursday morning. It's going to be an absolutely beautiful day, and we have a special guest in studio with us, Chef Colette from Chef Colette's Body Fuels, Inc., and thanks so much for being here. Now, the juicing thing, juice and, like, wellness and juice just seems to be, like, everywhere these days, so tell us about your juice company, Body Fuels.
I guess what we're trying to do is we're trying to make quick, accessible, and highly bioavailable sources of nutrients for people. So the whole idea of Body Fuels is it's based on the idea of a retro gas station where people go to quickly fuel up whatever kind of fuel they need. That's what they take, and then they get on with their day. You know, they have a pure form of energy that goes kind of straight to the bloodstream. You know, so we're trying to create things like cold pressed juices and soups and things that, you know, basically suit any mood, any time of day, any person, any season.
One of the things you mentioned was you're trying to make a product that is, like, readily available. And I think for me, and I don't know, maybe this is for you, Jacqueline, as well. Like, we get up first thing in the morning, so it's not like I can run the blender while the rest of the household is asleep and stuff. And I think the biggest barricade for me, for at least, like, eating, it's, like, the convenience of it. It feels like something that we have to, like, meal prep and do all, like, it, that to me is, like, a huge roadblock.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So I think, again, this idea of Body Fuels, Inc., based on the retro gas station, you know, we are the fuel of the future, you know, so we provide you with a quick, accessible way to fuel your body. We're making it convenient. We're trying to get it to the masses. You know, we're trying to hit every target market with our branding and the way that we're setting up a production line from the very beginning, you know, as opposed to setting up a storefront, which has its benefits. But we feel if we go in this direction, we are on a very good path to making it accessible to more people.
Yeah. Okay.
So do you feel like your juices, because I've never fully understood if you should be having juices as a juice cleanse, if you should be having them throughout the day as a booster, what do you recommend? Like, do you make your juices as, like, you
like, can, is it a meal replacement?
Yeah, is it a meal replacement? Yeah. Can you do it for 3 days or whatever and just drink juices? Or do you recommend having meals and then having this as that extra boost throughout your day?
Well, I think, again, the whole concept of my company is offering beautiful choices and not restrictions.
Right.
And one of the things that people get, the roadblock for most people is trying to be too strict with the idea of when and how and why I'm going to consume a juice. I think, again, if you're in the mood to have a juice, then have a juice. I like to have it myself when I first wake up in the morning, because your body has been healing and trying to cleanse itself all night long. So in the morning, I'll get up and maybe have a more alkaline juice, like a green juice that doesn't have any fruits in it, just to clean out the body, maybe half an hour before I have my smoothie or whatever I choose to have in the morning. But it's all about moderation. So drinking juice, maybe, I don't know, one a day or whenever the mood hits you. But a juice cleanse is a very different thing. Or it's supposed to be a different thing. Some people are boxing up just juices and saying, here, go drink juices 6 or 7 times a day. That's your juice cleanse. But I'm in the business of actually designing cleanse and detox programs worldwide at centers where people actually go to do cleanses and to do detoxes. And it's a very different thing. So with the launch of our Springbox Detox, in essence, that's what I'm trying to do. A lot of us would love to go away to Thailand right now and have one of these juice cleanses or to do a proper detox. But we can't right now. So I'm putting it in a box and offering it to people in Vancouver. So with a cleanse, you would drink only juice all day, every day for a certain period of time. And the reason why you do that is because you want to shut down your digestive system, because all health or disease starts in your stomach. So that's the whole point of doing a juice cleanse for 6 or 7 juices a day. Or, you know, in my cleanse, it's more comprehensive. So I have little shots, like a gut shot and like an adrenal cocktail and all kinds of goodies. Yeah, it's pretty comprehensive. It's based on everything I've learned around the world working at these centers for health and wellness. So this is a very different thing than just drinking a juice every day. You want to shut down your digestion, so all of the enzymes and what have you in your stomach have a chance to do what they're supposed to do, which is heal the rest of the body. Because nowadays, 80% of the enzymes in your stomach is going toward digestion, and that's not really the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And that's what creates sickness, because you don't have anything left over to help heal wounds or grow hair, or especially if you're immune suppressed, imagine when you really have to call on that. So it's about shutting down the digestive system, really. So when you ask how many juices to drink a day, I guess it depends on your goal. So have a juice a day. Go juice yourself.
Yeah, I love kind of one of our slogans. Just mixing it in, you know, giving yourself that extra boost, like you said, having it right in the morning, especially for us, like you said earlier too, Scooter, we wake up so early, it's hard to get something together in the morning. So to be able to put so much good stuff into your body to start the day would be awesome.
Yeah,
well, this is definitely the answer then. If you got up and had one of the green juices, because it's like rocket fuel. Really, you feel it. It's like a hug on the inside.
That just sounds so great, right? Like the perfect way to start a day. Chef Colette will stick around with us here and talk more wellness and juicing and all those things that are going to make us feel great coming up just after 7 o'clock.
It's Faber Drive Now, you and I tonight on Pulse.
107.7 Pulse FM. Soul Decision, Scooter and Jack with you, 7:14 on your beautiful Thursday morning. It's going to be a gorgeous day today. And we are still joined in studio with Colette from Chef Colette's Body Fuels, Inc. We're talking juicing and juice cleanses and wellness and soups and all of that sort of wonderful stuff, because we need it, especially during the pandemic. And it just feels like wellness is kind of like a buzz thing right now. Is that just now, or are people just like wising up to this right now, or is this something that's going to stay around? Is it a trend? What's the deal with like wellness being everywhere in culture right now?
A few years ago, I noticed a bit of a paradigm shift. People were starting to want to take control of their own health. I think there's so much access to information now. I mean, there are ups and downs to that, because, you know, people Googling their own, you know, their own symptoms
can be dangerous.
And exactly. There's so much information. And even, you know, myself, I have a background in clinical and holistic nutrition, and I build all of that into what I do as a chef. Even for me, it's overwhelming. So I think this shift comes from the access to information, and also a feeling of empowerment that people have gained through the past 10 or 15 years of, you know, hey, I have access to these supplements or these alternative ways to try and let my body, which is a miracle and it does heal itself. I think there, and plus nutrition in and of itself is a new discipline. Like when I was studying it, it was only about 15 years old. So there's that too, like the actual recognition of nutrition as a science has made a big difference, because people are becoming more educated. So I think it's with, you know, access to information and education that people are becoming more discerning.
I love the idea of taking control of, or at least more control of like my own health and my own wellness, and not having to like, hey, my stomach hurts, so I'm going to book a doctor's appointment and I don't get to see him for 2 weeks, and like, you know, all the rigmarole that, that goes with that. I love the idea of being able to, take control. But it, I mean, I think that is a thing that you speak to, is it's overwhelming. You know, you hear all these things and see all these things, and every day I feel like that I'm like, oh, what vitamin should I take? And it's like, oh, you just need to add vitamin D. And then you just need to add zinc. And then you just need, and like every day there's like some new thing. And all of a sudden, like on my bathroom counter, I have like 100 pill containers of like these supplements and stuff. And then, you know, you hear, and then various manufacturers manufacture theirs different. And like, it's, like you say, it's totally overwhelming, you know? So the idea that you can get, you know, maybe one or two products that kind of are made ethically and and holistically, and you can consume that, and it sort of just gets you started, I think is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Thanks.
So if people are interested in trying the juices, where can we get them?
Well, we're located in Vancouver. We have a production kitchen on 383 Raymer Avenue.
Okay.
So you're more than welcome to come pick it up. People can contact us on our website at www.bodyfuelsinc.com, or they can find us. They can email us at getjuiced@bodyfuelsinc.com. And they can also find us on Uber Eats.
Fantastic. And we'll get all those linked up on our social media and website and stuff as well, so it's nice and easy to find. Like, this is fantastic. And so thank you so much for bringing it in.
You're welcome. So, it was fun. Thanks.
Pulse FM.